Now it is Friday. It is 11:08 and joining me in the studio, hot footing it from Brentwood Borough Council, is Paul Golder.
You weren't expecting me to introduce myself there, were you?
No, I wasn't. I just left a little pause. Yeah, thought I'd put a bit of music in. So you come in every week. Paul comes back into the studio to chat with us about what's going on in the council and all their council updates. So here we go.
Okay, there's...
Do you want to fade it down a bit?
Music's a bit loud.
It was a little bit 70s, wasn't it?
It's, yeah. One major issue of discussion today. Yesterday, the government settlement was announced to say how much in the way of support grant would be going to the authorities for the next financial year, which is 15-16. Sounds a long way in the future, but that starts in April. Now, there have been some stories going around about how much money may be cut. Or, well, there's no extra money, but how much money would be cut? And at the meeting today, we have Barry Aspinall, who's the leader of Brentwood Borough Council. We also had the acting chief executive, Joanne Ireland, as well, who was there with the figures. Now, the story is that last year, the award for this current year was £3.254 million. That's the money that the government, the central government, gives Brentwood Borough Council. Next year it's going to be £2.765 million, which means it's gone down £489,000, or a reduction of 15%. And part of the reason it's gone down was because there is another grant called the New Homes Bonus, which central government anticipated would be higher for Brentwood and other councils, and that's why they reduced their grant. And the bonus isn't higher. It's a little bit higher, but it's not... £489,000 higher. And the reason for that is that Brentwood Borough Council didn't build enough homes. They have a target of about 350, and I think they built about 100. And the reason they don't build enough homes, of course, is that there are a multitude of objections and identifying lands. And they've been asked to build 300, or they've been targeted to build 350 new homes a year to meet the their share of the demand up and down the country, and they're not building it because of the objections. And as a result of that, they have had their money effectively cut by central government, because central government said, well, you should have had more new homes bonus, and you haven't got it. And that's I think that's just a fault of the whole system, really. Now, Joanne Ireland said that the funding gap for the next 3 years could be higher than this £489,000 a year. She said it could be as much as £3 million. And because they're going to assume more aggressive reductions after the general election in May next year, also costs and pay awards and so on, everything else goes up. Now, Barry Aspinall says that it does sound like doom and gloom, but in his own words, it's a massive hurdle we have to get over. As long as we go down the right path, we all come out smiling. Now, over the last few months, I've been in here talking about plans that Barry has for creating more income for the council with various projects like Old House, William Hunter Way, Warley Training Centre and so on. These are starting to go through the process. They do take a long time, but they are all going ahead. And the plan is to make this £3 million up gap, is to get the entrepreneurial income, as we've been calling it, into the coffers at the town hall, so that services don't get affected and don't get cut.
Aren't Brentwood quite property rich, though? Haven't we got quite a lot of property owned by the council? Isn't there quite a lot of buildings? I thought there was a thing into that a couple of years ago, that there are quite a lot of buildings that they can do stuff with.
Well, a lot of them need to be brought up to scratch, and the opposition's view is to sell them off as well, which doesn't actually create any income in the long run.
No.
And it just creates capital reserves, some of which you can't touch. The Brentwood Borough Council has about £7 million into reserves in cash, if you like, but then they're not allowed to spend about £6 million of it. They have to keep the money in there. Right. So there's no point in selling the stuff off if you can't spend the money.
Yep.
Now, a lot of the buildings that they do own, such as Old House, Warley Training Centre, they've not been fit for purpose. Mm. They've been empty. They need money spent on them so that we can generate money in the future. So they've got to be refurbished and then let out. So, and this has all been going ahead. And that's the main news, really. It's, I mean, there are other plans to get, you know, money in from renewable energy. There is a problem, of course, is that on the 7th of May we got elections. The balance of power may change in Brentwood, and the Brentwood Accords may lose power. Conservatives may come back in because there's only one seat in it. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be finely balanced, I think. Yep. The best word is. And it's no good to the people of Brentwood if the new administration came in and said, we're not going to do this, we're not going to do this at William Hunter Way, we're not going to do this at Old House and so on, and we just end up yo-yoing, and then maybe the Accords get back in another 12 months on top of that. Yep. And then nothing will get done. Now, Joanne Ireland was stressing the need to have a cross-party consensus, that parties have to come together, settle their differences and find a compromise so that Brentwood can get out of this hole. Because Barry says that in previous weeks, he's actually said that Brentwood is 7 years away from bankruptcy. Mm. In other words, it will run out of money in 7 years.
Yep.
Because of the lack of funding that's been coming in, unless we do something about it, which he's doing something about. He's now saying that 7 years has now become 2.5 years, and the Brentwood Council will run out of money in 2.5 years if they don't actually bring any money in. So there has to be an agreement. A lot of the partisan politics have to be put aside, and people have to, on all sides, have to work for the best of the people in the borough.
Mm.
So, well, hopefully that will happen. We know there's a lot of very passionate arguments. I mean, there's obviously a lot of ideological differences between the administration and the opposition, and that's politics for you. They've got to, you know, if they can put them aside, then hopefully that we can get out of a hole. And it's not just happening in Brentwood, it's happening up and down the country. Although Barry maintains that where councils have been more entrepreneurial, they are not in the same hole that we and other boroughs are in. Yep. Because they've actually created more income streams. So if they lose a little bit of the rate support grant, bad news, but they'll get over it because they've got other money coming in.
Yeah.
So that was the main thing we talked about, really. There was just a couple of other little bits and pieces. Brentwood Borough Council is looking at all the charitable leases around the council's area as well. Whether that's good for the charities or bad for the charities, they didn't say.
Yeah.
I know that there's a lot of very, very long-standing leases all over the place. So they're going to review that and see that they're all working for the people in Brentwood. The other point that came up was from Phil Baker, who came into the meeting, and he was at the Assizes Trust meeting last night, and one of the things, I'm not sure if this came up at the meeting or whether it was just a thing that came up anyway, and Essex Police have had their own budget cut by £8 million, and Phil has raised how that's going to affect people in Brentwood, because ultimately you might think about £500,000 of that might be allocated to Brentwood. So what are they going to do? Are they going to get rid of PCSOs? Are they going to close the police station? We don't know what's going to happen. So Barry is going to write to the Commissioner, Nick Alston, to see how that's going to impact on the people in Brentwood. So, yeah, a few things have been raised up. No answers yet, but the council are looking at it. And that's it. That's our that's going to be our last briefing for 3 weeks, because the council will be Boxing Day next Friday. Yeah. And then the council closes on the 2nd of January. So I won't be doing this till the 9th of January. So that's it. A little bit of, well, it's not all doom and gloom, but a little bit of bad news. Unfortunately, we're all in it together. All our money's being cut.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I know that, you know, whatever's going on in, like, the central government, the thing is, there's still so many more cuts to come. I don't think sometimes people realise it's going to be very, very tough. It is, because we've got no money. There is no money. I'm not just saying about Brentwood, all over the UK, it's everything is kind of like shrinking. Happy New Year, by the way. Enjoy your Christmas while you can.
Well, not everyone's finding it tough. There's a few people in there. At the top end of the country, that's going to be doing all right.
But there is like, you've got the top end, and then you've got the rest of us. There's quite a big kind of gap, really, isn't there?
Well, you know, if people don't like it, they've got to go out and vote. They've got to
totally. That's what I don't agree. Like Russell Brand, as much as I think he's quite an attractive man, saying don't go out and vote is the worst thing you do. And then what is he saying to young people? You should be going out and voting. And this is what they need to do, the political parties. All those people at Brentwood Council and the Conservatives, all of them, Labour, you need to go out and get young people voting. Because if you had the young people interested in politics, you would be able to sway this country round to your point of view. It's a quite a simple thing. They need to get 16-year-olds involved in politics and interested.
I believe that Labour are looking at lowering the voting age to 16. I think that another I believe the Conservatives aren't. I believe Labour are.
Yeah.
So, and also, I believe in the Scottish referendum in September for independence. That the 16 to 17 year olds were one of the highest voting. I think 75% of them voted, which was, you always get the older you are, the more likely you are to vote, and the higher percentage. But that actually bucked the trend, and they were higher than the 18 to 25s and the 26s to 34s and so on. So young people, they will get engaged if they're allowed to be engaged. You know, but you know, the point about Russell Brand is that he says, give us something to vote for. He says at the moment, all these parties, all the mainstream parties, are far too similar to each other. Give us something to vote for. And then I'll tell people to vote. That was his argument.
Well, hopefully they might change in the new year. They might wear a pair of jeans or something, or a T-shirt.
I can't hear a bad word against Russell Brand because he's a West Ham supporter.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
I didn't know he supports West Ham.
Did you not know that?
No, I didn't know that at
famous
all.
Famous for it.
Oh, I didn't know.
It's a big thing. So
he's from Grays, isn't he?
He is, yes, that's right, yeah.
He's not. He's about 6'4". He's ever been in here?
We nearly had him in a couple of times. We've been in high-level discussions, but we haven't actually dragged it over the line.
I tried to beg him to come in. Now I've said that, he won't come in now.
Just going to sit and talk to him about West Ham anyway. I don't care what else.
Well, thanks very much to Paul. He'll be back again in a couple of weeks' time, as soon as they come back. So it'll be like the 5th, is it, or 6th or something? No,
9th.
9th, there we go. It was going to get one. Shall I just count all the days and see which one's
all the numbers are all over the place this morning, aren't they, Michelle?
They are. Everything's going totally wrong.
11 o'clock news, everything.
Everything's gone wrong. 11:19, we will have my guest in, hopefully, in a while. Here's Duran Duran. I'll be back with some ads and some travel after this.